This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Life. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean another session of Sanity. I mean, where else do you get this kind of sanity? Well, it's actually insanity, depending on how you look at it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, I talked about it earlier. Sam Sorbo was on the show earlier. And head over to her website, samsorbo.com. I'm telling you, get a copy of her movie, get a copy of the devotional. Her and her husband do a lot of great things, and I mean a lot of great things. You know, we always complain about the lack of wholesome shows that we have on TV. And what I'm telling you is, you know, now that's what they're trying to put out. Their DVDs, their books, the programs, the shows that she's working on, those are the things that she's trying to put out there. They're trying to put out there, give you some wholesome watching, a wholesome watching moment, if you would. A Dem candidate in Kansas has been slammed for a poster of Wonder Woman. Because, you know, Wonder Woman's so bad. But the reason, you know, listen, when they do some of these headlines, you sit there and look at them, okay, I can see how somebody would, like, blow this off. But this Dem, the candidate running for office there, has got a picture of Wonder Woman with her foot in the back of a police officer while she's strangling him with her lasso. How sick do you have to be? Democrat or Republican, but I've never seen a Republican do this. How sick of an individual do you have to be to think this is okay? How sick of an individual does she think that everybody around there... Now, she's running for Kansas, I'm sorry, State Attorney General. So she hates police. If Kansas votes her in, this is what I've said in the show a million times, then you get what you deserve. If you're a party hack and you only vote party hack because it's the only thing to do, and you vote for her because she's a Democrat, you get what you deserve. And I hope the police retire in numbers if you vote her in. I hope they get picked up by other police departments across the country where they can go and be respected and revered like they should be. She's been called on her by her party and others to drop out because of the poster. Another Sarah Swain apologized, or I'm sorry, attorney Sarah Swain apologized, after she was criticized heavily by law enforcement groups who argued the image promoted violence against police officers. The State Democrat Party agreed, adding that the poster is grounds for disqualification for the Attorney General's office. We strongly condemn and reject the depiction of violence against law enforcement. Including, maybe if it was a Republican, it'd be okay. No, I'm just kidding. We did not recruit or encourage Swain to run for Attorney General, nor have we had any contact with her since she filed. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. But what makes them think they can do this to begin with? Why do they think it's okay to do this to begin with? What two brain cells misconnecting in their mind The ones that say this is okay to do this, that people will like this. This is funny. Now, she says she's using the last... It was depicting that she was using the lasso of truth to keep law enforcement office honest, because that's what she, her job is as the AG. But it's not what it looks like. Anyway, this is the stuff you look at. And you go, there's no way. There's no, if she gets in, I lose all hope of I don't know, humanity there in Kansas. As a criminal defense attorney, she said, for 17 years, she said, I've seen firsthand the injustice that could be doled out at the hands of the less than honest police officers. I've been involved in many cases where the truth was ignored and people's lives were destroyed. Many? You know, when they go back and look at a lot of these cases, you realize they're single digits, right? It's not like there's 20% of all cases are overturned because the policeman lied. She makes it sound like there's a whole bunch, many. Since the start of the year, at least 45 law enforcement officers have been killed in the line of duty in the United States in 2017. There were 129 recorded deaths and 200 in 2016, and there were 135, making it the deadliest year for police officers in 5 years. See, this is one of those areas you just shouldn't play with. You shouldn't jerk around with. You shouldn't joke about. At least that's how I feel. And again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but my God, when it comes to stuff like that, our military men, and you wonder why some of us have absolutely no respect for these people. And I mean none. I mean, who does this? Who does this one? So, I wasn't going to do this story, but I'll do it anyway. The liberal academics are blasting a bill, ready for this, that fights anti-Semitism. Now, the coalition is called the Liberal and Progressive Coalition of Academics. The Liberal and Progressive. A committee of self-described academics penned an op-ed last week warning against a new bill designed to protect Jewish students. Warning against a new bill designed to protect Jewish students. My God, we would. So, is there only one group we can protect or two? Let me see. It's the LGBTQ community. That's one group. Oh, the Hispanic community, as long as they're liberal. Black community is one. So we've got like four or five groups we can protect, and that's it. Unreal. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky.
We are back.
Yes, sir. I'm
Joe Mancini, your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website. You can be part of Patreon. That's part of the like insider club, so to speak, where you can, watch. You can't watch like this. So I got to update that, too. At Patreon, it's kind of like an insider's club where I put up stories up there, I do things, I do little videos that you don't get everywhere else. And it also helps the show. Skip a lunch. We can all afford to skip a lunch. So skip a lunch. More than happy to take that money from you, whether it's $10, $25, $2,500, For $5,000, I come to your house and deliver every gift I have. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. This is the stuff, like when we were talking about earlier with the immigration. I do not understand somebody of sane mind, of sound mind, that somehow can find a way to justify this, because it makes absolutely no sense to me. But there's a certain committee at a college, for liberal and progressive academics, are pushing back on a bill that's being introduced by Senator Tim Scott out of South Carolina, and it's the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2018. Now, just on its face, how can anybody oppose this kind of thing? It aims to create a definition of anti-Semitism for enforcement of federal anti-discrimination laws concerning educational programs and or activities. Now, the bill was first introduced by Scott in 2016 in the wake of a concern over the religious and racially motivated hate crimes. Since then, it's gained bipartisan support from senators including Bob Casey, a Democrat out of Pittsburgh, and Ron Wyden, another Democrat out of Utah. It's incredibly important that we work together to stamp out anti-Semitism, referring to a previous version of the bill, by clarifying exactly what anti-Semitism is, and we'll leave no question as to what it looked like. With the bill now before the U.S. Congress, however, the Alliance for Academic Freedom, a membership club of roughly 200 professionals, is worried that the initiative will chill criticism of Israel. Okay, so, I'm just saying. We don't believe that Congress should be in the business of setting forth official definitions of anti-Semitism. This is back to hate speech, right? What do we decide as we go? Every college decides on its own what hate speech is? Every class, every teacher, maybe every student? Do you see how asinine this sounds? Sometimes anti-Zionism constitutes anti-Semitism. Sometimes it doesn't. Regardless, Congress has no business deciding when it does or when it doesn't mean it. Nelson's main concern with the bill appears to stem from the fears that its definition of anti-Semitism could discourage political speech. Sure. Indeed, most of the time these things are aimed at a people, aimed at a person. You know, you see these things put up at homes and in campuses and what have you. And it's nasty. Some definitions proposed by the bill do include political criticism, such as applying double standards to Israel that are not expected. Look, why do you think we pulled out of the UN today? Right? Think about it. That would be great. The U.S. pulled out of the UN Human Relations Council. Because think about what they've done over the years. Think about what they've stood for or not stood for. Come on, give it some thought. Use the two brain cells that God gave you. It's just amazing, right? Now, calling for aiding or justifying the killing of harming of Jews, as well as denying Israel the right to exist, would constitute anti-Semitism under the new bill. That's terrible. Right? I mean, come on. Campus Reform asked Nelson if he would be supportive of a bill that, in definition of anti-Semitism, were narrower. He really wouldn't answer. He said that any congressionally endorsed definition would create problems. Any. So he wants none. It isn't just the definition is overbroad for campus application, discrimination, severe harassment based on evidence. There's no definitions for freedom of speech. There's no definition for hate speech or speech on Semitism or anti-Semitism. He also worried that the passage of the bill would facilitate intimidation among professors. You know, again, look at all the noise they're putting up with this. Look at everything they're saying about this. But you don't see that when it comes to conservatives. You can call them anything you want to. Let's talk about what they call Christians, what they do to Christians. Even on the site, even on the college campuses. So Christians and Jews, all that's fine. Senator Scott's office didn't call back with a response to campus reform, but they've spoken many, many, many times before. I don't know. With recent reports showing a significant increase in anti-Semitism on college campuses all across America, Scott says it's important that the Department of Education has a clear and concise definition of what constitutes. Look at, if you leave the colleges up to their own devices in these areas, you've seen what's happened. You saw what happened under Obama, what they were allowing kids to get away with. They were turning into the liberal bastions of craziness. I mean, truly, that the only thought that counted, the only thing that meant anything was a liberal thought, was a liberal point of view. You couldn't have discussion from both sides. That was crazy and terrible and nasty. So you really, we really, really, really need, and I mean this sincerely, I'm not just saying this to hear myself talk, if you would, but we really, really, really need to support these kids, to get behind, not just the kids, not just the students, but get behind the legislators that are really trying to make a difference. Now, when we come back, I'll take the call. We've got a caller on the line, but I'll take the call. And then we're going to move into the textbooks that are calling explicitly for a political bent in math. I don't know how you interject, I mean, unless you're talking about accounting differences. Right? They want math to take on a political look, but then at another college they're pushing and say that math causes harm to students. Well, it will cause harm to students if it becomes political. This stuff is just the time that they spend. How about we get back to basics? Wouldn't that be really nice? If we really got back to teaching, basic academics? If we get away from all the political garbage? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Meeting today, I think. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's just hit the phone. That'd be the best for the moment. Anthony out of California wants to know, why do Dems want to kill unborn babies but yet save illegals? That's simple. Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
Why do they want to kill unborn babies? Because they don't see them as babies, and it's all about choice, right? Doesn't matter. Baby has
no
stance.
It's American babies. You know, they're hypocrites when they say that, oh, you're tearing families apart, but yet you kill unborn American babies but fight for illegal Mexican children.
I think it's hypocritical. I've been saying that for 2 days now, that they don't really care about this. You sound like a smart guy. This is a political thing. This is nothing more than politics for the Dems. Because if they cared about this, they would have been working on this for years.
What's that? Here's another thing I don't understand, Joe, too. 13 years ago, I was coming home from work, and I was hit by a drunk illegal immigrant. I have 2 metal rods and 3 fused discs in my back. I lost my $89 an hour job.
Wow.
I'm on Social Security, and my $1,000 a month don't pay $1,500 a month per shithole, excuse the language, in L.A. I'm on Social Security homeless enough. Why don't Democrats help the homeless Americans?
Well, I went back. I talked about that earlier. It's like our homeless people, our vets, the whole nine yards. They seem to get they're not even second class citizens anymore. Now they're like third class citizens. We don't do anything to help them out compared to what we do for the illegals coming over the borders. I wish they were as upset again as what's going on in Los Angeles and San Francisco, where you have homeless people in the streets, in the alleys, under bridges. But it's really important that we take care of these people coming in.
You know what they're doing here in Los Angeles?
Go ahead.
This is funny. This is what gets me. If you're homeless in a van, they'll arrest you. But they don't care. It's because you're disabled and don't make enough money. And again, what gets me is I work for my money. I was in telecommunications and cable, and I made $89 an hour as a lineman. and now I make $1,000 a month and can't afford $1,500 a month rent. But you know what really pisses me off, Joe? I walk into a grocery store and the illegal Mexican in front of me is driving a brand new $50,000 car while I'm driving a 1989 old van that I live in. I got solar on it, and I'm lucky because, again, I'm a little smarter. Again, that was my field, right? But they're driving a brand new $40,000 car. They're dripping in gold. They're wearing clothes I can't afford, and they're paying for steak and lobster that I can't afford on my Social Security with welfare cards.
Yeah. And frankly, let me, you know, I've got to move on, but, and Anthony, thanks for calling. I'll respond in a second here. But it's not just with illegals. I mean, we've seen this going on for years. Welfare fraud's been going on for years. And again, we don't take care of our vets. We don't secure the people that we really can take care of. And we allow this. Look, we've heard these stories and seen proof of these stories over and over and over again of people using the EBT cards to draw cash in a strip joint. When did that become okay? Right? And then years before that, I remember when people would get one of those. They were actually called food stamps, although I don't think they were stamps. They were like little coupons. And you saw people using them at the grocery store. And the elected officials decided, hey, you know, that makes people uncomfortable. Let's give them a card. You know, when we got into the debit cards. And that's all great and wonderful and fine, too. But here's the deal. You got to be, somebody has got to be paying attention somewhere to make sure that they only use it for food, that they get to feed their kids. And he's right, you know, again, it comes to the point that I said before where Anthony was right. If you haven't paid into the system, I'm tired of hearing about how they pay sales tax. Don't do that with me. If you hear them pay, if they're not paying into the system, why do they have the right to tax the system? There are many companies where countries where you can't have access if you can't take care of yourself. If you don't have a sponsor that'll put you up and pay your bills, if you can't show a way that you can pay for yourself, you can't come here. And I'm tired of hearing about the war-torn, gang-infested cities. You know, they can't just easily move. Well, how'd they get up here? How'd they pay the coyote the money they needed to pay to get up here? So don't tell me they can't afford to. If you got your kid up here, you came up here, you can afford to do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, we're talking about we were just finished up talking about how the bill that South Carolina, Senator Scott, that's it, had put in, or is putting in, trying to move through, that would stop that wouldn't stop it, make it illegal. It'd make it enforceable for certain anti-Semitic statements. And he's simply trying to describe what it is, lay out what it is, so we don't have this hate speech thing going on where people, depending on what college, what person, what police officer, what whatever, decides is hate speech, decides is an anti-Semitic comment. Such a bad thing. But I bet you know, again, I'm going back to the old tried and true lately. If it was something about Islam or Muslim, you wouldn't hear anything about it. They would deal with it. They would make it work, and they would deal with it. If it was about a Christian or a Jew or whatever, well, even if it was about a Buddhist, you wouldn't hear anything about it, I'm sure. Okay, here's the fun one. Here, I don't even know where to start with this. So a professor at the University of Illinois in Chicago, or Illinois, excuse me, Chicago, has contributed a chapter to a new textbook he's trying to get accepted, arguing that math teachers have a responsibility to adopt social justice equations. I don't even know what that sounds like. The struggle is pedagogical. Learning to Teach Critical Mathematics was the chapter he came up with. It was penned by Professor Eric Gutstein, who writes in a new textbook that the time is right for social justice math, considering the racist and sexist billionaire in the White House. So it's not really... So it's not really that it's a social justice thing. It's an attack on capitalism is what it is. Why don't they attack... I'm curious. You know, Obama went to the White House for a couple million bucks. 1 or 2 million, somewhere around there. Maybe three. Which is nothing more than owning an expensive home. You know, the one was a professor, one was an attorney, right? Anyway. He's left the White House. Was he worth about $40 million? I thought that job only paid $400,000 a year.
If you take the money.
If you take the money, right. Isn't that great? So Trump doesn't take the money. He's lost $1 billion in assets. He needs this job, right? Unreal. Houston noted that he once taught a math and social justice class at the Social Justice High School in Chicago. You know, all these name changes, all these programs they bring in, all this stuff that they do, really helping them, isn't it? It's really saving lives. He argues that the teaching critical mathematics isn't an option for math teachers, but rather a responsibility to our future. He said, we're in a historical period that challenges us to action in ways that we probably can't fully understand. Teaching in critical ways is not optional in the present world. We have a responsibility to our future and to our planet and to life and all species. Oh, he's a real loon. The only thing he wants to probably teach about is overpopulation, climate change, and how bad conservatives are. Reflecting on his long-standing commitment to social justice, Houston laments that he's had difficulties converting other math teachers. Well, because they might have two IQ numbers to rub together. They actually might have brain cells that are active in work. I hate doing these late on in the show because it just winds me up for later. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, real rock and roll. That's all I want to hear. Real rock and roll's in. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being, you know, part of the process. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us, spending with me. It's the, if you want to really get involved, head up to the website. Give me your email address. I'll get it out eventually. Get that email out one of these days. I just keep forgetting to hop in there and sending it. Hit send. All I got to do is hit send. It ain't that hard. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got a professor that really thinks that teaching math, should be more political. Should have more of a social justice arm to it, which I don't understand. What does he want to do, algebra with stories about having no money or something? I don't understand what he's trying to do here. You know, say at this period in history, in our time, in education, we could be teaching about social justice issues. Now, that you do that in social studies, you do that in history. Traditional mathematics education, he says, is not sufficient and doesn't address many of the issues necessary to critical mathematics. I don't understand. What's he want to teach? If I make this much for my part-time job and this much on my welfare check and I get this much on my EBT card, you know, how again can I buy those $140 sneakers? I mean, what's he looking for? This is the stuff that makes me nuts because they're never specific. Right? I always say the same thing. When they say that when they talk about comprehensive immigration, they are not talking about the same thing if a Republican says he wants to talk about comprehensive immigration. Right? While Gustafson did not immediately reply to any inquiries from local media outlets, because he still hadn't told anybody what critical mathematics is. Apparently, he did co-author a book, Rethinking Mathematics, Teaching Social Justice by the Numbers, in which he says that math classes can help students to deepen their understanding of important social issues, such as racism and sexism, as well as the ecology and social class. Can somebody explain to me? Maybe I'm just really this dull. How can you pull racism and sexism? How can you get racism and sexism information out of math? But this should really scare you because it gets worse. Gustin now teaches aspiring educators at the University of Illinois. So he's gone past the kids now. Now he's teaching the teachers how to teach this lunacy. This proves my point, though. Every single thing to them is about a certain group, a certain topic or what have you. Even in math, we're going to make it about racism. Right? Even in math, we're going to make it about sexism because only rich people get involved in sexism and racism, right? Because we've never seen that in Hollywood. Aren't they screaming about racism and sexism all the time in Hollywood? Not enough black people in certain parts or certain types of movies? That whole Me Too movement exploded because of what happened in Hollywood? Are these people serious? But again, that's the however, wherever, and whenever, we'll find a way to make that the fault of the Republicans. You watch. Right? I'm not joking. I'm serious. They'll come up with a reason. They'll come up with a way. And, you know, you want to see education going sideways? Even more. This is why I say, you heard Sam say it earlier. You have to get involved in education. You have to get involved in your local school boards. You have to get involved with this stuff. There's a school district that's talking about removing clergy from the list of trusted adults that the school has. Parents and clergy in Fairfax County, Virginia, are furious about a proposed change to the school curriculum that would eliminate clergy from a list of trusted adults. Now, Catholic Bishop Michael Burbage said, "I take that as a personal insult. What a great insult to a clergy who give their lives in service of God's people, to God's young people, and helping them to do what's good and what's right. The censorship of the clergy is just one of several disturbing changes to the district's so-called family life education curriculum. Because family shouldn't include religion at all." See, this is they don't want any right or wrong. They don't want any foundation. They don't want anything that is perceived as being the norm or not the norm or what have you. Right? Because if it's part of the norm, then it's part of whiteness, it's part of white privilege and white whatever and white throw-up. Just amazing. Board members are actually expected to approve this Thursday. Listen, if you're in Fairfax, Virginia, and this is coming up, you need to fill that room and get there before the others get there. You need to make it so it's worse than standing room only, that they have to stand outside. And you remind them each and every time, if they go for this lunacy, they are done as board members. You know, they don't have, you have the power. If you show up, you have the power. I don't know why this is so hard for people. Maybe it's hard for them to get off the couch. I don't know. Get away from the video game. Do what you got to do. Make a difference. They're also going to, the curriculum would also mandate using the phrase sex assigned at birth instead of biological sex. Because now, you can't be a sex from a biological point of view. Do they not see how ridiculous they are? You're going to do away with, what, should we do away with biology now? It doesn't matter. Or are you going to change it for a feeling? Because there's no scientific proof as to the road they want to go down. It would also be under practice of teaching that abstinence is the only 100% effective method of preventing sexually transmitted diseases. Which we both know, if you can't have sex, or if you don't have sex, if you're not having sexual relations, how do you get a sexually transmitted disease? I don't know what they want you to teach. Bishop Burbage urged Catholic parents to oppose what he called the misguided, harmful school district proposals. It's truly regrettable that the public school curriculum would deny scientific truth. But they've been telling us for years that we have to accept scientific proof. They've been telling us for years that, especially as religious people, we have no right discarding and not believing scientific proof, except when it comes to them. Right? Come on, think it through. It's truly regrettable that the public school curriculum would deny scientific truth, the reality of how we are made. This is what Fairfax, what the priest wrote to the Fairfax County Times. As a society, we must never forget the dignity of human person, the true meaning of human sexuality, and how God created us and taught us to live. Look, even if you look at things from a Mother Nature standpoint, how does any of that they're talking about make sense? That you decide what you are whenever you are for the moment you're in. Right? You start looking at some of these kids who heard this stuff early on in life, and now, you know, they're speaking out, they're writing about these things, which is making the left crazy. They talk about some of the trouble that they're having. Because it doesn't fit with the regular world. Not only that, they find out as they get older, the normality behind some of the things that they were taught was so wrong, so bad, so pathetic. And they're spending all these years now trying to get their lives back. How long does this lunacy go on? How long do you let this lunacy go on? How long before you guys decide to get together, jam one of these school board rooms, and make it impossible for them to be stupid? How long does this go on? When are you willing to get up and actually do something? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for next time. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, help support the show. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll there. You can buy my book. You can buy the coffee cup. You can click on Patreon, which would bring you to the members-only area, and you can be part of the member. You know, every little nickel helps because, as you know, as some of you are very aware of, that I've been beating up on the air on purpose, is Facebook and other social media groups have cracked down on conservative content. They've cracked down on people like us. So you need to make sure you're going out of your way to sign up for the email so you know you're getting the information and help us out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.